Welcome to the HCM Technology News Roundup from the HCM Technology Report. It's Monday, October 3rd, 2022. I'm Mark Pfeffer. Scheduling platform provider Calendly acquired Prelude, a business that focuses on automated scheduling and organizational tools used in talent acquisition. The company said the merger will help recruiting teams and hiring leaders optimize scheduling for both interviewers and candidates. That will help employers meet their talent acquisition goals. The acquisition is Calendly's first. Oracle NetSuite introduced a series of new product features designed to help organizations run more efficiently. The features include a new workforce management solution called Suite People, which can streamline scheduling, time tracking, and wage calculations. The product enhances employee engagement by simplifying and automating routine tasks, NetSuite said. It also provides recommendations on optimizing staff scheduling to help organizations achieve business goals. In addition, NetSuite introduced new automation and analytics features that can provide insights and controls to help increase productivity and profitability. As job openings continue to outnumber job seekers, research from Robert Half's 2023 Salary Guide shows employers are stepping up pay, perks, and benefits to win over talent. The guide reports that salaries are trending upward, perks are being increased, and more requests for raises will come during the next year. WorkRamp announced the release of WorkRamp content, which will help companies curate relevant industry and role-based content to help their learning strategies. The solution includes 85,000 course resources from more than 250 providers in one learning center. WorkRamp said the content will allow companies to build impactful learning programs that help attract, develop, and retain talents. 69% of working adults are optimistic and characterize their employer's diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts as positive, according to research by CareerBuilder. In the survey, respondents identified specific initiatives that they see as the most impactful, including employee resource groups that promote more inclusive workspaces. And finally, mobile-first hiring and onboarding platform WorkStream announced an extension of its Series B funding round with an additional $60 million. That brings its total Series B financing round to $108 million. And those are this week's headlines. This week's HCM Technology News Roundup was written by Gracie Wyrick and produced by the HCM Technology Report. We're a publication of Recruiting Daily. The Roundup's also a part of Evergreen Podcasts. To see all of their programs, visit www.evergreenpodcasts.com. And to keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.
The world's best-known investor and Wall Street expert, Warren Buffett, once said, "Wall Street is the only place that people ride to in a Rolls Royce to get advice from those who take the subway." Mr. Buffett's quote is remarkably accurate, but how many people would rather receive advice from him than someone simply guessing? Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, your single source for Wall Street knowledge and profitable guidance. Please join me, Todd Schoenberger, and fellow trader Tobin Smith, as well as host Veronica Dudo, for a podcast known to move the needle for investors. Tobin and I are seasoned Wall Street executives with deep investment experience, and we are prepared to share our advice to those who choose to listen. Download Buy, Hold, Sell today on the Evergreen Podcast Network or your favorite podcast channel.
Do you love news about LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, and just about every other recruitment tech company out there?
Hell yeah. I'm Chad.
I'm Cheese.
We're the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All the latest recruiting news and insights are on our show.
Dripping in snark and attitude.
Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We out.